Hello?
Good evening, my name is Michael and I'm calling from Opinion Research. This evening we are conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and we'd like to get your opinions. So let me ask you, do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
Okay, thank you. Let me continue with the survey then. Do you like to continue with the survey in English or in Spanish?
English.
Okay. And thinking ahead to this November, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for President, U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November 5th? I am definitely going to vote. I am pretty likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I am not very likely to vote. I am not at all likely to vote, and I am not registered to vote.
Sir, I am an American citizen. I will be voting. Oh, yes, I will be voting.
So you're definitely going to vote.
Both elections. I've already sent in my first election. I'm just waiting for president election now.
Okay. And with which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, Independent, some other political party?
I'm some other legal party.
Okay. And what is your main racial background?
Why does that matter?
It's just part of the
just
survey.
I'm curious. Why does that matter?
It's just part of the survey. We don't make the survey. We just have the information.
Yeah, that's fine, but they need to take that out. I'm not going to be divulging my nationality or my ethnic background. I don't think that matters. I'm a human being, and I'm a person. I vote, and I live in America.
And what is your age?
I'm 50. A beautiful young 50.
Generally speaking, would you say things in the city of Miami are going in the right direction or are they off the wrong track?
They're not going in the right direction. We're going to be leaving here really soon. I hate it here.
So would you say on the wrong track?
Yes, the very much wrong track.
From the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Miami focus on the most to help you and your family? The options are flooding, sea level rise, and environmental resiliency, traffic and congestion, crime and neighborhood safety, property insurance costs, corruption in city government.
I do apologize. Go ahead.
Growth and overdevelopment, inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries, and affordable housing.
Okay, I have a question for you. Can we choose multiple?
No, just one. The most important.
Well, you know what? The cost of living. Housing.
Just a moment. And you will now be given a list of some public officials in Miami and across the country that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. The first person is Francis Suarez.
Who?
Francis Suarez.
I think I'm familiar with that person. I think I've heard of that name.
Okay. So would you say favorable or unfavorable?
Probably unfavorable. Because
very
I don't know that much about him.
Or somewhat?
I'm going to say somewhat.
Next, Miguel Gavela.
Don't know him at all. So, yeah, I can't speak on him.
Okay, next, Daniela Levine Cava.
That's my girl. Love her.
So very favorable?
Very favorable, yes.
Next, Damian Pardo.
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
Next, Kamala Harris.
You mean my next president?
So
very favorable. For Kamala Harris, right? If Kamala.
Yes.
Yes.
And
yes.
Next is Donald Trump.
Man, get off my phone.
Very unfavorable.
POS off the ballot. Unfavorable. Extremely unfavorable.
Next, Aileen Higgins.
Don't know who that is.
Next, Joe Carrillo.
I don't know who that is either.
Next, Manolo Reyes.
Sorry, don't know who that is.
And Christine King.
I know who that is. I'm going to say favorable.
Somewhat or very favorable?
I'm going to go with very. I'm going to go with very. Very favorable.
And if the election for president were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, the Democrat candidate, or Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
What did you say your name was here? I'm sorry. Patrick?
Name? Donald Trump.
No. I said, is your name Patrick?
Oh, my name is Michael, sorry.
Michael, I'm sorry. Now, Michael, you and I have been conversing. You heard what I said about Kamala. But you ask me who I'm voting for president? No, I'm not voting for no Trump. That is
okay,
that's garbage. He's garbage, and he's garbage, and he's an insult to the U.S. So no.
And would you say you're definitely voting or probably voting for Kamala Harris,
no,
the Democratic candidate?
I'm definitely voting, and I think you know I'm definitely voting for her.
Okay, when voters go to the polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes local ballot referendums that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will now be asked about three local ballot referendums that may be on your ballot this November. Afterwards, please indicate if you will vote yes in favor of their referendum or no against their referendum. So the first one is Carter Amendment to require continuous residency immediately preceding qualifying for mayor and city commissioner. And the ballot question reads, shall Section 4 of the city charter be amended to require continuous residency in the district in effect at the time of qualifying for a minimum of 1 year immediately preceding qualifying for candidates running for city commissioner and require continuous residency in the city of Miami for a minimum of 1 year immediately preceding qualifying for candidates running for mayor? If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor for this referendum or vote no against this referendum?
Okay, so what are you, that was a lot. What are you basically asking me? Say, I don't want you to say all of it over, but can you kind of put it to me in layman terms, what you're asking me?
I mean, I can read the whole paragraph again. Since we need to read it.
Read the whole thing. Just put yes.
Yes in favor. Okay.
Yes.
And
would
you say you're definitely voting or probably voting yes in favor?
Yes, probably voting yes in favor.
Okay.
Definitely.
The second referendum is called Partial Conveyance for Revised Development at 1111 Para Jungle Trail on Watson Island. And the ballot question reads, shall Miami's charter be amended authorizing sale or lease of 5.4 acres of Watson Island based upon fair market value of $135 million to Icarus Lindsay Miami LLC for residential and commercial use pursuant to applicable zoning, waiving, binding, and requiring returning 13 acres to city to construct new public waterfront park at no cost to city. Also canceling existing theme park and hotel lease and contributing $15 million for affordable housing, infrastructure, and other public benefits. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or vote no against this referendum?
For affordable housing, yes, definitely. I would vote in favor for that.
Okay. And again, just to make sure, would you say that you're definitely voting or probably
yes.
Voting yes in favor?
Definitely voting for that. In favor, yes.
Okay, and the third referendum is called Charter Amendment to Revise Mixed-Use Leases on Watson Island, and the ballot question reads, shall City Charter be amended to revise existing leases at 888 MacArthur Causeway, shall 3.2 acres of leased property to tenant for fair market value of not less than $25 million, reduce overall development, extend term 24 years, waive lighting, and authorize at no cost to city $9 million contribution to affordable housing plus infrastructure, timeshare units become condominiums, mixed uses to include office, and expanded public waterfront and pedestrian promenade along Biscayne Bay. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor to this referendum or vote no against this referendum?
Oh, you might have to repeat that one because I didn't... Can you repeat, like, the most important part? You said it was it for affordable housing? Because that's the main thing here. Affordable housing, you know, and the cost of food.
Yes, like, will be $9 million contribution to affordable housing plus infrastructure. Also, timeshare units become condominiums. Mixed uses to include office and expanded public waterfront and pedestrian promenade along Biscayne Bay.
Yes. More than likely, yes. As long as
so
it's
will you vote
housing.
Yes in favor?
Yes.
And are you? Will you say that you are definitely voting or probably voting yes in favor?
Probably voting yes in favor.
Okay.
I can't say definitely because
Okay, of the survey, we'll focus on third referendum on Watson Island that you were just asked about. You will now be given some of the specific components of this proposal. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of each. The first one is at no cost to the city or taxpayers. Approve or disapprove?
Okay.
Do you approve or disapprove?
Oh, approve. Long as there's no cost to us, yeah, I approve it.
And somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Next, selling 3.2 acres of leased property to tenant at appraised fair market value.
Yes, I'm for that.
Okay, approve strongly or somewhat approve?
Approve strongly.
Next, allowing office space to be included.
Yes. Heavily approve of it. Yeah.
Next, allowing previously approved timeshare residences to be condominiums.
Say that again?
Allowing previously approved timeshare residences or houses to be condominiums.
Yeah. That timeshare was a ripoff. That timeshare stuff was a ripoff anyway. So turning them into condominium, you know, and making them affordable, I think it's a good thing. So, yeah, heavily for it.
Okay, next. Reducing the overall amount of development.
Okay, I got a question for you, Michael. How much longer is this? I thought this was a short survey.
Yes, I think
because
about
I'm
five
driving.
More
okay, 5 more minutes. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, next. Reducing the overall amount of development.
Okay.
Approve or disapprove?
Say that again. Tell me
reducing
again.
Reducing the overall amount of development.
No, I don't think they need to reduce the amount of development.
So would you say somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat disapprove.
Next. A $9 million contribution to affordable housing.
They need way more than that. But I guess if they're going to give us a little something, give, you know, the middle class a little something, you know, I somewhat agree with that.
Okay,
needs
somewhat
to be
approved?
More. Yeah, somewhat approved.
Okay, and expanding the public waterfront and a pedestrian promenade along Biscayne Bay.
Yeah, we don't need all of that. So I don't approve.
So, somewhat or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
Oh, somewhat approve, okay. And you will now be given a more detailed description of this proposal. This proposal will update an already voter-approved mixed-use project on Watson Island. The already approved project includes a marina, to hotels, shops, and restaurants, and a waterfront promenade, and will result in less overall development, meaning that there will be a reduction in the amount of commercial and retail space and fewer hotel rooms than voters had previously approved. The proposal will allow for some office space to support the shops and restaurants and allow approved timeshare residences to be condominiums. The updated proposal will result in over $1 billion of additional tax revenue to the city of Miami. The project also includes a number of public benefits, including hiring preferences for city residents, $9 million for new funding and for affordable housing, and an expansion of the public waterfront and pedestrian promenade to allow better public access along Biscayne Bay. This project is privately funded, meaning no city dollars will be used. Knowing this, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or no against this referendum?
I'm in favor of it.
Okay, definitely, probably, or leaning to yes in favor?
Probably.
Okay, and regardless of your position, what is the one thing you like the most about what you just heard?
More affordable housing, giving more money to, you know, like basically middle class to get affordable housing. That's what I like most.
Okay. And now you will be given some statements against this proposal on Watson Island, and afterwards please indicate whether the argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing as a reason to vote no against this proposal. If each will make no difference, you can indicate that as well. The first one
is... Yeah, it won't make no difference.
Okay, the first one is, there has been far too much development in Miami over the last few years. We need to limit development and project precious waterfront land, not build any more hotels and shops that the average Miami resident cannot afford.
Yes, that one I agree with. We don't need no more crap.
So you would just say it's very convincing?
It's very convincing.
Okay, next. This proposal is not for Miami residents. It is a luxury hotel and condo project for the wealthy that average Miami residents will not be able to afford.
We don't need that. So I'm against
it. So would you say it's very convincing? That statement.
What's very that we need that?
No. That this proposal is not for Miami residents.
No, yeah, that's very convincing, yeah.
Okay, next. This proposal is yet another example of big developers trying to buy influence and corrupting City Hall with pet projects that line their own pockets.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah, that's very convincing.
And finally, this proposal will increase traffic between the city of Miami mainland and Miami Beach on the MacArthur Causeway, which is already a big problem for local residents and commuters.
Very convincing, yeah. That's why we don't need it, and I agree.
Now, as some statements in favor of this proposal on Watson Island, and afterwards, please indicate whether the argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing, as a reason to vote yes in favor of this proposal. If each
Michael,
woman,
you're not going to ask me a whole bunch of more questions, are you? Because I got to go. Like, this is too long.
But yeah, we are almost there.
Like, how many, I need to know an exact how many questions you have left. Because I'm driving.
These options and then just two or three more questions after these options of yes in favor of very or not convincing.
Okay. All right. You got to make it quick.
Okay. The first one is adding new retail shops, restaurants, and better public access to waterfront will make Watson Island more of an attraction for local Miami residents and families. Convincing or not convincing?
Yeah, convincing.
Very or somewhat?
Hello, Michael?
Yes.
Are you there?
Very or somewhat.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Somewhat convincing. Yeah.
Next, this proposal will result in less overall development than voters had previously approved. This proposal will reduce the number of hotel rooms and the amount of commercial and retail space to rebuild.
Yeah, somewhat convincing.
Okay, now, next, this proposal will create hundreds of well-paying jobs in construction and engineering, in addition to thousands more permanent jobs in the hospitality industry paying a living wage. City of Miami residents will be given preference in hiring for these new jobs.
I mean, if they ain't paying them, that ain't convincing to me. Just because they gonna pick Miami people to be the best. They don't pay for the amount of money they charge for the amenities here. So that's not convincing to me.
Okay.
So
not
it's
too convincing,
not convincing
or not at all?
Not at all. Because that doesn't matter.
This proposal will expand the public waterfront and pedestrian promenade to provide more public access along Biscayne Bay for Miami residents to enjoy.
We don't need that.
So not too convincing or not at all?
Not at all.
Next, this proposal will result in over $1 billion in additional tax revenue for the city of Miami, which can be used towards important priorities like public safety, affordable housing, and prevent flooding.
I don't believe it. I believe they're just going to line their pockets with that $1 billion, figure out a way to get it in their pockets, and it's not going to do anything for the residents. So, no, that's not convincing to me.
Not at all convincing.
Not at all.
Okay, next, and this proposal is completely funded by private individuals, meaning that no city money will be spent on the project.
I don't believe it, so no, I'm not convinced.
Okay, not you or not at all?
Not at all.
Okay, now taking into account everything that you just heard, if the elections were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or vote no against this referendum?
No. It's probably going to be no.
And would you say that you're definitely voting or probably voting no against?
Probably no.
Excellent. You will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish. And regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election?
That's personal, and I will not be answering that question.
No problem. If you were to label yourself, would you say that you are a liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political beliefs?
Okay. Now, remember you asked me questions early in about what I was. It ain't too much you can get over me. You basically asked me that same question trying to figure out what political party I'm for. That is something that I'm not going to divulge. I think that's personal. So I won't be answering that question.
No problem. What is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
I have a master's degree.
Okay, just a moment here. Okay, so this concludes our survey. Thank you very, very much for your time, and thank you for your participation. I appreciate it. Have a very nice day.
Okay.
Thank you
too, Michael. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.